Get to Old Navy 2 days only, today and tomorrow. Wrap up Old Navy's PJ pants for adults for just $5. That's right, $5. Don't sleep on it. It ends tomorrow at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 12/15 to 12/16. Select styles only.
The latest news, the hottest trends, powered by the top news sites on the internet. It's Trending Today USA.
It's Thursday, December 14th, 2017. Coming up on Trending Today USA,
a mother of a bullied child makes a desperate plea to the public. Plus, how can you avoid a hangover during the holidays? You're listening to Trending Today USA. I'm Tom Hinchy. Welcome back to Hour 3 of the program. It started off so neatly, the perfect story to recap a rocky year, a reminder that commonality exists in the face of division. An 11-year-old Knoxville, Tennessee boy woefully recounted to his mother his experience with middle school bullies. His mother posted the teary plea online, and citizens across the internet responded en masse to say, "Keaton Jones, we've got your back." Here to talk more about this is Adam Coffrin, the president of Safe Kids. Adam is also the founder of the HERO program, a nonprofit which teaches school kids and businesses how to conduct oneself during a violent situation. Welcome to the program, Keaton. How are you today? I'm sorry, Adam. Adam, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm sorry I called you by the wrong name. I didn't mean to do that. What else do we know about Keaton Jones? Sounds like he's been on the wrong end of some bullying.
Yeah, it sounds like over the course of his school career, it looks like he has some mild health issues and some developmental issues that has caused some attention towards him. And it looks like he's been bullied probably the majority of his school career.
Oh, that's sad. Nobody likes to hear about that. Do you know, Adam, if he's been like physically hurt, or has it just been like the taunting and all that sort of bullying?
You know, from his background, it looks like from his interviews, it's been a little bit of both. In his interview, in his video, he talked about kids pouring milk on him and putting ham down his clothing. So it's obviously escalated from some of the verbal abuse to the actual physical abuse.
You know, I thought we had programs in place from the government years ago about the bullying thing, but I don't really think that really had much of an effect, did it?
You know, we haven't really seen a large effect on that. I mean, if you think about bullying in general, it's been pervasive throughout time in one shape, form, or another. And it just comes in different reincarnations, it seems like, every generation.
Yeah, it must be especially difficult for children nowadays with the social media. It's not something I had to put up with. I'm older than that, but I'm kind of glad I didn't. But that's even got to add to it, because there's a lot of bullying online, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, bullying has evolved from not only the physical space, whether it be in school or sometimes even the workplace, now to cyberbullying. And it creates a whole new facet and a whole new way of thinking. You know, you can try to escape bullying or avoid a bully maybe in a hallway or in a classroom, but if it's online, that's a hard one to escape from.
What is, because people can do it anonymously, and, you know, what recourse do you really have? Did his mother's plea just bring about more bullying?
You know, that's a great question. There's been some talk recently, as recently as this morning, from CNN that talked about, you know, the internet trolls, as they call them, looking into her background. And there's been some question about some of her previous postings and whether maybe Keaton, quote unquote, deserved it, along with his mother. And that has been a hot topic this morning.
Hmm. Why did people say that he deserved it? Did this have something to do with the Confederate flag or something?
Yeah, it. From what they're saying online, it appears that his mother had stood next to the Confederate flag on a photo 2 to 3 years ago, and Keaton, when he was younger, was maybe standing near one or had an American flag in his hand. And the thought, obviously, was immediately to think that it may be a racial issue, or that maybe he was saying some racial slurs, which then triggered the bullying.
Oh. How are things going with him now, with Keaton Jones? Is any improvement? Did he change schools? Any updates?
You know, his mother's taken him out of school at least till January, it looks like, to try to everything kind of settle back down to a degree. Yeah. But it's going to be hard for him. You know, he started, and think about being bullied. Yeah. I mean, he was bullied physically that day. He made this tearful plea, this video, and then you get an immediate positive response. You have celebrities and actors and people coming out of the woodwork to support him. Now, just a couple of days later, you have a lot of these celebrities deleting these posts, retracting their statements based upon the most recent revelation of what the internet has found out about his family and his mother.
Oh, is that right? Any particular celebrities that come to mind?
You know, the stories I was reading this morning, I know that I believe it's Snoop and T.I. and a few of these have retracted some of their earlier statements and said that they still support him, you know, that, you know, to go beyond bullying. But a lot of the offers to come out to concerts or to come out to different shows were retracted. I believe the Tennessee Titans have still honored and said, you know what, you can't pick your family sometimes. Mm-hmm. Kid, you were bullied. Come out to a game and come hang out with some true heroes.
Mm-hmm. Adam, I'd like to ask you about what you do with Safe Kids and the Hero Program. You're president of Safe Kids and the founder of the Hero Program, AGRO. Could you tell us about the Hero Program, please?
You bet. So HERO is an acronym. And, you know, we think about being a hero in our everyday lives, and we hear a lot about superheroes. But we created an acronym of HERO, which stands for Hide, Escape, Run, and Overcome. It was originally designed to help survive and prevent violence and the pervasiveness of active shooters and school violence. But we've discovered through the use of the program, it has really branched out into bullying, into cyberbullying, into stranger danger, into kidnapping, and into a lot of other things that affect kids.
Is there a website that we can look out on the HERO program?
There is. It's Safe Kids Incorporated, all spelled out, .com. And there you will find information about the HERO program. And we have a building database for parents in thinking about how safe are your kids. We talk about creating a generation of safe thinkers to help avoid and overcome bullying and violence in their lives. And we have an ever-growing database of information there for parents to use as a home resource.
Adam, bullying in schools has been going on for a long time, hasn't it? But do you think it's gotten worse over recent years?
Yeah, I think it's gotten worse because it's now a two-pronged issue, as we spoke about earlier. No longer is it just the physical space, but it's also now on the online space. So you can be bullied when you're at school. You come home and you think you're in a safe haven in your room, and then you turn on the computer and bam, all of a sudden you see more bullying happening online. So I think it's worse now than ever before.
Yeah, it's really sad. I had some experience with it myself when I was a youngster, and you know, you wonder really who your friends are. And the thing is, it's always like usually a group of people or a bunch of people doing the bullying, which is rather cowardly, in my opinion. It's like, oh, really? You know, like what? One person's got to go up against 20 people. And I don't know. I think there's no excuse for it. And I thought things were going to get better, but it just seems like it's even worse now with social media.
Yeah. And you know what I say, and having been bullied a little myself in high school, you have to give credibility to the bullies. Mm-hmm. One of the easiest ways to start to overcome the bullying outside of anything physical is you have to give these people credit. If you don't put stock in what they're saying, or nor does anybody else, and you don't give them credit, then it's just a lot of talk.
Yeah.
And kids, you know, they live and die by their social media. They live and die by their presence online. If you can attack that, sometimes that's more powerful than actually being in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and bullies will do all sorts of things. I had a little bit of experience where they might damage my car or something silly, but it was always a cowardly act. And, you know, like I said, you know, it's always a group of people. But if it's one person, you know, I think bullies need to be stood up to. And I think that's the only language they really understand, is you got to kind of push back.
Exactly. You know, the more you're taken advantage of, so to speak, by a bully, the more power it gives them.
Yeah.
Standing up early to a bully, someone who, and they will try to poke and prod. They're going to see who can they push around, and that's who becomes the ultimate target. If you stand up for yourself and you kind of push back a little bit, they're going to go to the next easier person that's not going to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. In the short time we have left here, Adam, is there anything parents can do to help out, or even administrators or teachers at school? In my day, they were no help at all. I was just wondering if there's anything that adults can do to help a kid who's a victim of bullying.
Yeah, you know, empower the kids. Empower your kid to stand up for themselves. Empower them to, you know, sometimes it might end up in a physical altercation. It might end up in maybe a pushing match, mm-hmm. where both kids get suspended. And you know what? Sometimes it's okay. You know, talk to your children, see what's going on, what sparked, you know, if it was a small fight or pushing match, or if it was something they're standing up for themselves, and understand it. Empower them to speak up for themselves and stand up for themselves, and keep an eye on them. Help and support however you can.
Excellent. Excellent advice, Adam. We're speaking with Adam Coffer, the president of Safe Kids. You're doing great work out there, Adam. Please keep doing what you're doing. He's also the founder of the HERO Program, which is Hide, Escape, Run, and Overcome. That's the acronym for it. And HERO Program is a nonprofit which teaches school kids and businesses how to conduct oneself during a violent situation. Adam, have a great holiday season. Merry Christmas to you. And thank you so much for joining me on Trending Today USA. New Year's Day may be the day of the year when you're most likely to suffer from a hangover. You might have been there. You get the fatigue, the nausea, stomach pain, headaches, shakiness, vomiting, dizziness. Oh, gee, I don't want to do that again. That occurs when you've had too much to drink. And what are some natural remedies to avoid hangover symptoms, aside from not drinking, of course? Here to discuss this is Jonathan Glass, a licensed master acupuncturist and practitioner. And welcome to Trending Today, Jonathan. How are you today, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for joining us. I think that is a common problem as people ring in the new year. They don't feel so good because they always drink too much. Any advice for those people?
Yeah, there's a lot of advice. Well, like you said, of course, not drinking. But for a lot of people, that's not an option. I think, first of all, it's important to know some of the things that cause a hangover and cause people to feel lousy is just that they become so dehydrated. Alcohol actually interrupts a hormone in the body that slows down the elimination of water. It actually, you know, regulates the bladder, and it just makes it crazy. So we lose a lot of water, and we lose all that water. 70-80% of the brain is made up of water. The brain becomes dehydrated, and you feel like crap the next day, and you lose your and that's one reason why people get drunk, is because they get so dehydrated in the brain.
That's
so
true.
So there are a couple of nutrients that can be really helpful.
Oh, like what? Go ahead. Like what?
Yeah. Well, number one would be milk thistle. Milk thistle is an herb you can get at any health food store, really, and just make sure when you're there, just ask for a high-quality version of milk thistle. Mm-hmm. Milk thistle, along with a nutrient called N-acetylcysteine, helps your body make glutathione. And glutathione is the body's major antioxidant. It makes it itself. So you're increasing glutathione levels, and glutathione is used a lot to break down the byproducts of alcohol. Acetaldehyde is one of them. So in that process, glutathione goes down. Your body can't break down the acetaldehyde very efficiently, and again, we suffer because of that.
Mm-hmm. Do you take these supplements before you start your evening of drinking, or after?
You would take them before.
Okay.
Yep, you would definitely take them before, and if you're stomach is in a decent enough shape, when you come home at night, you can take it that night also.
Mm-hmm. Do you also recommend
twice in the day?
Okay, twice. Do you also recommend vitamin C? Does that help?
Yes, vitamin C, a great antioxidant, is very helpful, and magnesium too.
Okay.
You lose a lot of magnesium and B vitamins, so that would be a good day to stock up on your good quality multivitamin with B vitamins, or even a straight B vitamin complex.
Mm-hmm. Probably the best thing to do is, if you're going to go out for the evening and, you know, party, so to speak, probably don't want to do it on an empty stomach, do you? You probably want to eat something.
Correct, yeah. I mean, eating alcohol with food is very, very different than just drinking on an empty stomach, because it gets into your system so quickly and challenges the liver much more dramatically. So, yeah, eating, being mindful when you're starting to get a buzz, you know, slow it down a little bit. And I always, sometimes people think, well, I'm just going to let it rip. I don't care. It's New Year's or the holidays. I'm just going to have a good time. But there are tools, you know, really using these tools can be really helpful. Another thing I recommend is, this is on another line, but get a bottle of digestive enzymes.
Oh.
And bring those with you everywhere you go, because we tend to overeat. So you had overeating with too much alcohol, then we just feel like crap the next day. And there's really no, you don't really have to. You can feel pretty well. Take a couple of enzymes with your meals. And, you know, feel the best you can the next day.
Mm-hmm. Certain alcohols, I imagine, affect people in different ways. Say a clear alcohol, like we'll say vodka or gin, versus, say, something like a whiskey or a dark, like rum, too, like a dark alcohol.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, brandy, whiskey, red wine.
Yeah.
The colored alcohols have things in there called cogeners, which have different chemicals and toxins that are in there that they generally will cause a worse hangover than the clear alcohols, like you mentioned.
Right, but sticking to the water—that's a real benefit. Now you've got
a ton of water.
Water's good. Okay, my rule of thumb is if I have a drink, then I have a glass of water, and then I have another drink, I have a glass of water. So I kind of zigzag between the two of them.
Yeah, see, that makes a lot of sense when you understand that alcohol significantly dehydrates the body. And for those people that are a little fancier, you could actually get some coconut water, which is, you can get it in the health food store. Or you can even get trace mineral drops at a health food store or something and put that in the water, because you're not just losing water, you're also losing trace minerals, which has a lot to do with the hangover.
Do sports drinks help as well because of the electrolytes?
Yeah, exactly. They do. Yep. Okay. And there's a lot of different sports drinks. I tend to prefer ones that are, you'll find at a health food store as opposed to a supermarket, because they don't have generally, you know, the corn syrup and the preservatives and the fake colors and things like that. But even if you did use that, it could still be helpful.
You mentioned the corn syrup, and I'm asking because I'm not real sure, but sugar has a big effect on how you feel too. So I'm saying, say someone has a rum and cola drink, a lot of sugar in there. Plus, it's a dark alcohol.
That's a ton
alcohol.
Of sugar, yep.
So that could really affect
you. You get the oxidation from the sugar. You get the blood sugar issues. You get the alcohol. You get the dehydration. So, yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Probably best advice is don't drink at all. But if you're going to drink, observe some of these rules here. Jonathan, you have a new book coming out next month called Total Life Cleanse. I'm very interested in this. Could you tell us more about that book, please?
Sure. Thanks for asking. For about 21 years, I've been teaching a class in my practice called the Total Life Cleanse with my patients and people in the local area. And it's a dietary lifestyle program that gives people an opportunity to reset, detoxify, improve the quality of their lives, the quality of their lifestyle practices and their diet. And it really, really makes a difference when people focus on that and clean up their diet, clean up, you know, how they live and how they eat. It's just can be amazing what kinds of changes in people's energy, pain levels, mood, even different illnesses really, really can shift in a positive direction. So the last few years I've been working on my book in relationship to the cleanse. It's a how to and a why. Mm-hmm. So there's two parts of it. One is why, and explains all the different reasons why we need to cleanse. And it includes information on Chinese medicine and Ayurveda, which is a system of medicine from India. And it also, the part two, explains how to do the cleanse. So, yeah, it's coming out the end of January, and you can get it on my website, healingessencecenter.com, or on Amazon. Just type in Total Life Cleanse.
Yeah, yeah, healingessencecenter.com is your website, too. This is a very good idea. We're definitely going to talk to you again when the book comes out, because I want to follow up on this and help you get this book out. But it's something I'm probably going to do as well. Is this a disruptive program, though? Because I've done detox in the past, and long time ago, and you know, is this going to be so disruptive that you're not going to, like, you know, work, or you're going to the bathroom all the time?
No,
I'm not sure.
I wouldn't say it's disruptive. I mean, it's an eating plan. It's not, we're not fasting, we're not juicing.
Okay.
We are doing some smoothies.
Okay.
But the only reason it could be disruptive really is if, depending on how, you could say, how bad someone's eating habits are at the moment, just eating clean in one sense can be a little disruptive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, some people, If they're drinking a bunch of alcohol, if they're drinking, you know, 8 cups of coffee a day or something, and they're coming down to 1 cup, or, you know, they may get a little headache for a couple of days, or they, sometimes we say they have liver moments, or they get a little grumpy for a day or two. But I've seen it so often over the years that people move through it really quite quickly. And even if someone gets worried for one day, they're fine within a day or two, and their energy is increasing. So that's about as disruptive as it gets.
Well,
it's not like a juice fast.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. And then on the other side of it, so you go through the 4-week program, you detoxify, but where you go from there is probably pretty important too, what you start to eat again. Because if you're going to go back to bad habits, eating a lot of fast food and sugar and stuff like that, that's probably not going to help you, right? So you want to kind of give yourself
absolutely
a good base.
Right. So part of the Total Life Cleanse program, the whole idea behind it is not just to you know, have people go through an experience, but also to educate. So a lot of it is education. And what we do during the cleanse, whether it's in person, and the one in January is going to be on Zoom. So we're going to be doing it at a distance so anybody in the country can do it. We send the products and everything. Is that there's a lot of education. So what I hope for people during the cleanse is that they come out of the cleanse with a new bottom line,
mm-hmm.
meaning most of the time I eat and live this way. And some of the time, I go off and I do my thing and I have fun doing this and that or whatever. But you change the paradigm. And that's because when people actually have the experience that they feel better, their mind is clearer, you know, their joints don't hurt as much, the digestion is better. Then there's like that moment of truth where it's, well, geez, I actually feel so much better. My cholesterol numbers, my triglycerides are better. Everything's better. So maybe it makes sense that I really integrated this into my life. And I like to support people in doing that.
That sounds great. And I imagine people probably lose some weight during the cleanse.
Generally, people do lose weight. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, I think it's a great idea. I am looking forward to that. I think with the new year coming up, people are looking at New Year's resolutions, everyone including myself. Oh, I'm going to get healthy again. And I'm in pretty good health. But we can always do better, especially as we get older, can't we?
Absolutely. I mean, I do the cleanse with my students. So it's, you know, I do it 2-3 times a year. And, you know, it's always an experience. It's always a good thing.
Do you avoid, we'll say, sugar and fatty foods like that? You're pretty good about that?
I generally do. I'm sort of an, you know, 90-10 kind of person, meaning 90% of the time I do, but I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. And nor do I necessarily want to be. But when I'm doing a cleanse, I try to be pretty perfect. And for the most part, I don't do, I eat mostly organic foods. I'm actually a vegetarian, so mm-hmm. I don't do a lot of dairy. So I don't do, I do very, very little refined sugar, almost never corn syrup, avoid GMOs, and I do my best. But, you know, the thing is, it's not just because I want to be a purist. It totally makes a difference to me. I just feel better, and to me, that's worth it.
Ah, that sounds like a great balanced life. It sounds like you're very healthy and observing those things. I think a lot of people can always learn from that. I'm always trying to avoid the bad things. I'm pretty good at it, but yeah, once in a while, boy, I get a hankering for some sugar and I eat too much candy, and I always regret it too.
I usually regret it.
Once someone comes off the cleanse, do they find that sometimes maybe they don't have the taste for things like sugar, or maybe it's like, hey, you know what?
That's a great question. That's a really great question, because people's taste buds change, and they change pretty quickly. We have people, we talk about this, where they'll go out and they'll get a, you know, a pie from the local supermarket, and people describe it as being sickly sweet. I mean, you take an apple pie that's, you know, homemade, and it just has some natural sugar, maybe a little bit of sugar added to it, mm-hmm. compared to some of the commercially made things where they use probably 20 times the amount of sugar and probably corn syrup, where you can't even taste the apples because there's so much sugar in it. People's tastes really change, and that's a wonderful thing. And there's a window of opportunity after a cleanse to stay on that track. Mm-hmm. So the cleanse itself gives people an opportunity to really make some significant changes.
Well, sounds great. You're doing great work out there, Jonathan. I appreciate
you
joining us. Oh, yeah, this is great. The new book, it's coming out in January. We won't get to talk to Jonathan again about this, but it's called Total Life Cleanse, a 28-day program to detoxify and nourish the body, mind, and soul. Be available in paperback through Amazon, also through your website. The website, again, is healingessencecenter.com. We're speaking. Jonathan, are you a doctor? Should I call you Dr. Glass?
Nope. I'm in Massachusetts, acupuncturist. Are not yet allowed to be doctors, although I am doing my doctoral program.
Excellent. Okay. well, Merry Christmas to you. It's a great pleasure to speak with you, Jonathan. We'll talk to you soon. We're speaking with Jonathan Glass, and we'll talk to you again. Thanks for joining us on Trending Today USA. I appreciate it very much. Okay, we're going to take another quick break here before we wrap up the today's show. We only got a little time left, so I hope you can join us. And we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Trending Today USA. My name is Tom Hinchey. We'll be right back.
From the kids' table to the office party table, the game day table to the ugly Christmas sweater party table, Smart and Final has everything you need to make your table special. Party supplies, everyday groceries, more club sizes than club stores, with prices up to 25% lower than supermarkets. And make your holidays easier. Order at smartandfinal.com and your first delivery is free. Right now, Cattleman's Finest bone-in beef ribeye steak, just $4.99 a pound. Limit 3 packs, only at Smart and Final.